like this morning to turn to the book of 1 Kings. Book of 1 Kings, chapter 2. I'd like to read the first four verses. 1 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through verse 4. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. He charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore. Show thyself a man. Keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies. As it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. That the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, Thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart, with all their soul. There shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Today, of course, is Father's Day, and though it does not get the priority of Mother's Day, and that's not a complaint, that's a fact, but there's some reasons for that too, but I don't want to get into that. But fathers hold a very special place and have a vital role in society, a much higher place than they are given credit for. Our society has attacked the male role with devastating force. Most, if not all, TV sitcoms cast the father as the family idiot, and many men, women, and children have bought into that idea. And American society seems to see fathers as expendable parts of the family unit, and sad to say, many have bought into that idea as well. Our text begins with, Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. So David, King David, lays dying, and we read that he charged Solomon his son, saying, he charged him. That means that he assigned him a duty. He assigned him a responsibility. It means that he had some advice, some instruction, some counsel, some guidelines, some direction, some suggestions for his son Solomon, who is the heir apparent, of course, to the throne of Israel. And these verses that we've read contain what David said to his son. They are David's dying words to his son. And I believe that these words had an impact upon Solomon, because he would later instruct his own son of the importance of giving heed to his father. Notice in the book of Proverbs, if you keep a mark there in 1 Kings 2, and notice the importance that Solomon would later put on listening to dad. In Proverbs 1 and verse 8, My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law of thy mother. Proverbs 2 verse 1, My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, chapter 3, verse 1, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Chapter 4, verse 1, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to know understanding." Verse 10, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. The years of thy life shall be many." Verse 20, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings." Chapter 5, verse 1, "My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding." Chapter 6, verse 1, "My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger," he's given again more instruction. And this continues throughout the book. But obviously, David's instruction to Solomon meant something to him. That is, later in his years, he realized the importance. Sometimes one may realize the importance of a father's instruction when it's too late. But Solomon did realize the importance of this. So what David said to his son here in 1 Kings chapter 2 came from the realization on David's part on the importance of men. On the importance of men in our society. We need to realize that today as well. As men and fathers go, so go nations. As men and fathers go, so go generations. As men and fathers go, so goes history. As men and fathers go, so go the Lord's churches. We need to realize that truth today. David realized this truth. In Psalm 12, in verse 1, he cried out to God. He said, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful men fail from among the children of men." Why did David cry, "Help, Lord"? Because he realized the importance of godly men. He realized the importance of faithful men. Now here in 1 Kings chapter 2, David's charge to his son Solomon, I believe, centers around the words found there in verse 2, "Show thyself a man." And that'll be the subject of our message this morning. Be a man. Be a man. And though, of course, the primary emphasis is upon men, there's something here for everyone. David's charge to Solomon is the charge to every man. And what David says here is, again, it's a charge. It's an assignment of duty. Assignment of responsibility. Be a man. So let's look briefly at David's call to Solomon, and then we will spend the majority of the part of the message making application. But David is the king of Israel. And at this time that we read of in 1 Kings chapter 2, Israel was the greatest nation on the face of the earth. They were now enjoying a position that few have ever enjoyed. I believe the United States enjoyed it after World War II. But it was a position that very few have enjoyed. Their enemies, for the most part, had been defeated. They are enjoying a glorious time of prosperity. Everywhere they're turning, there is success. Oh, there's still some enemies out there. But they're not hearing from them at this point. There's always more to be conquered. And within the king's house in the past, there had been some challenges to him. Evil men had risen up with great ambitions. Power-hungry people had threatened David in the past. But all these days seem to be behind them. But now David is dying. And what is David going to say to his son? What is David going to say to the heir apparent under the throne? What would you expect? What would you expect a dying king to say to the heir apparent? Oh, I imagine we expect such things as make sure you keep your eye on so-and-so. He's given me trouble in the past. You watch him. Or maybe be sure you utterly defeat such and such an enemy. They need to be defeated. Or maybe you would expect him to say, my son, so-and-so has caused me much grief. I want you to take revenge on them for me. But David didn't say anything like that to his son Solomon. Everything, again, that David said to Solomon centers around these words, show thyself a man. It was a call. It was a call to manhood. This is what the Lord said to Job in Job 40 and verse 7. He said, gird up thy loins now like a man. God called Job, be a man, was the call to Job. This is what Isaiah said to Israel in Isaiah 46 in verse 8. He said, remember this and show yourselves men. That is, be a man. This is what Paul said to the Corinthian church. 1 Corinthians 16. In verse 13, he said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, which is the same as saying, show yourself a man. Be a man, quit you like men, be strong. So the assignment of duty and responsibility for Solomon was simple. David's dying words to Solomon was, be a man. Be a man. If we ever lived in a time where we need some men to be men, it's today. There was a call here for him to be a man of strength. He said, be thou strong. Israel needed Solomon to be a man. Israel needed Solomon to be a man of strength. And David was telling Solomon, it is your duty, it is your responsibility to be a man, Solomon, to be a man of spiritual power, to be a man of spiritual sturdiness, to be a man with spiritual vigor, to be a man with some spiritual force and some spiritual might and some spiritual stamina. Solomon, be a man. Be thou strong. Be a man of spiritual fortitude. Be a man with some spiritual backbone. Be a man of some spiritual soundness. Be a man with spiritual durability. Solomon, this is what the people need. This is what Israel needs. Be a man of strength. This was David's dying words to his son. Was a call for him to be a man of faithfulness. Notice in verse 3 he said, keep the charge of the Lord thy God. That is, Solomon, be a man. Be a man of strength and be faithful to what God has given you to do. Oh, we need such men today. It was a call to be a man who had a personal relationship with God. Verse 3 again, keep the charge of the Lord. Then notice what it says, thy God. That's personal. What Israel needed was not merely someone who believed in God. What Israel needed was someone who knew God personally. He said, Solomon, be a man who has a personal relationship with God. You read down there in verse 3 and you see it's a call for him to be a man of obedience, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies as it is written. Keep these things as it is written. Israel needed a man. Israel needed a man to walk as it is written in the Word of God. That's what we need today. We need men to be men who are going to walk as it is written. Not according to your opinion, not according to my opinion, but according to as it is written. That is what we need today. It was a call for a man who loved the Word of God. We see that in verse 3. The Word of God is referred to as the ways of God, the statutes of God, the commandments of God, and the judgments and the testimonies of God. He's saying, Solomon, be a man devoted and committed to the Word of God. So that was David's charge. Solomon. David's charge to Solomon is a charge to every Christian man, saved man, here today. That's what our society needs. It's what our churches need. It's what your families need. David's dying words to Solomon, show thyself a man. I believe that's a call to be a godly, man. In a world that is atheistic, in a world that is immoral, in a world that is permissive, in a world that is becoming more and more atheistic, more and more immoral, and more permissive, in a world that is evil in its thinking and becoming more so every day, evil in its ways, evil in its speech, evil in its pursuits, we need some men who will hear the call, be a man. Be a man in these times in which we live. In a world that is defined. In a time when many men are defined by filthiness. And by defilement and by vileness, and by wickedness and ungodliness and abomination and blasphemy and heresy. We need some men who will respond to the charge, be a man, be a godly man, be a man with some spirituality. In a world that is filled with irreverence and disrespect toward God, we need some men who respect God. in a time when most have embraced the devil's agenda and have embraced the devil's program, we need some men who will take seriously the charge. Show thyself a man. In the midst of enemies, in the midst of opposing forces, in the midst of barriers to righteousness, in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of trials and troubles and problems, we need some men who are truly men. Again, the psalmist cried out in Psalms 12 in verse 1, "Help, O Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, and the faithful fail among men." Godly man ceases. There's a couple of ways that is happening today. One, they're ceasing to be godly. Two, the Lord calls home godly men. And every time a godly man is called home to be with the Lord, we ought to hear afresh again the call, "Show thyself a man. Show thyself a man." So we need to take to ourselves the assignment, the duty, the responsibility to be a man of godliness. To be a man whose life is defined by God. Show thyself a man who's holy in heart, life, who is godly in his choices and his disposition and his speech and his actions. Show thyself a godly man in all circumstances. So again, this is a call to manhood. Be a man. Be a man of strength. I'm talking about spiritual strength. That is, be a man with deep-seated spiritual principles. Be a man with spiritual conviction. Be a man who would rather die than deny his principles and convictions. That's what we need today. That's what your spouse needs today. That's what your children need today. That's what churches need today. That's what society needs today. Men. Men of strength. Men defined by spiritual boldness. Men defined by spiritual fearlessness. Men defined by spiritual courage. Men defined by spiritual backbone. Men that have some resolve to do what God would have them to do. Men of spiritual steadfastness. Men who aren't going to sit under the juniper tree and feel sorry for themselves, but men who have some enduring power and some perseverance. We need some men. A man of strength. A man of strength is a man filled with the Spirit of God. A man who has the Spirit of God teaching them. A man who has the Spirit of God sanctifying them and regulating their lives. That's what a man of strength is today. Who is it that's regulating your life today? That speaks, whoever that is, speaks volumes concerning your spiritual strength. Be a godly man. Be a man of strength. Be a man of spiritual purposes. Read in Daniel chapter 1, in verse 8, that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. And we need to take to ourselves the assignment, the duty, the responsibility to be a man defined by spiritual purposes. Be a man that purposes. I am not going to be led away by the error of the wicked. I am not going to be led away by the thinking of society today. Be a man that purposes in his heart, I am not going to be led away. I am not going to be led astray. I am going to stand. Be a man. Be a man of spiritual purpose. Be a man that purposes. I am not going to be conformed to the image of this world, but I am going to be conformed to the very image of Jesus Christ. Be a man that purposes to live for the Lord and not for self. What are you living for today? Be a man who purposes, I'm going to live for the Lord, come what may. I'm not going to live for myself. My family does not need a man who lives for himself. My family needs a man that lives for God. Home Baptist Church do not need men who are going to live for themselves. They need men who are going to live for God. Be a man of purpose. Purpose to serve the Lord. Purpose to be a blessing. Be a man. Be a man in love. God. Be a man who is not ashamed to show his love for God. I'm talking about a love that gives all. I'm talking about a love that's real. I'm talking about a love that has a strong drawing effect upon our hearts. We need some men of whom God has a strong drawing effect upon their hearts. I'm talking about a love that is filled with passion. We need some men who have some passion. Passion for God. Passion for the things of God. I'm talking about a love that causes us to yearn for God. I'm talking about a love that is uninhibited. Love that makes the things of God a priority. I'm talking about a love that inspires our hearts. Love that makes us sensitive to God. It fills us with a desire to serve the Lord. A love that causes us to want to walk further and further for the Lord. A love that causes us to want to climb higher and higher and to draw closer and closer to the Lord. Will you hear that call? Will you take that charge? Be a man. Be a man of purpose. Be a man who serves God. Be a man who realizes, I'm not my own, but I've been bought with a price. A man that realizes that they are here to serve God, not themselves. A man that realizes that life is not about them, but that life is about God. A man that does not allow anything to usurp the place, and may I say, the rightful place of God. Be a man defined by what Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Be a man who knows what's important and what matters. It's what we need today. Be a man who's not stuck between two opinions, but one who is firmly for God. Be a man who is set apart for God's use, surrendered and committed to please the Lord. Be a man who is unashamedly identified with Jesus Christ, who is unashamedly identified with the Word of God, who is unashamedly identified with the people of God who stand for God. Be a man. Be a man zealous for God. Be a man who cleaves to God. A man who takes hold of God and will not let go. Be a man of faith, believing what God says no matter what. Be a man trusting God. Be a man of wisdom. Be a man of worship. Be a man who acknowledges God. Be a man who is humbled before God. Be a man who has a burden on their heart for the things of God and for the spiritual well-being of others. Be a man. Our society today is in terrible, terrible shape. We have men that act like women. We have men that want to look like women. And we have women that act like men and want to look like men. Be a man. Dress like a man. Act like a man. Think like a man. But be a man. And I'm not talking about a worldly man. I'm talking about a spiritual man. Be a man. All need to hear the call. Be a man of prayer. Be a man who's not ashamed to get on his knees and cry out to God. Be a man. Be a man who strives to please the Lord in all that we do. Be a man who has an intimate relationship with God. A man who sits at the feet of Jesus every day. Be that kind of man. This is what we need today. Be a man who manifests Jesus Christ in their life. David is dying. David calls his son. And his dying words to his son were, Solomon, my son, be a man. Be a man. That is what the people need. That is what Israel needs. And he went on to say that the Lord may continue his word. That the Lord may continue his blessing upon the people. Solomon, be a man. Don't you see the connection between the blessings of God and men being men? In closing, we need to take the assignment, the duty, the responsibility to be the man that we have described here today. The kind we need to hear the call to function like such a man. We need to hear the call to think and to act like such a man. This is the kind of man that an ungodly, sin-sick, depraved, twisted, devil-following society needs today. Godly men. Godly men. How will you respond to the call to be that man? This is the man that your wife needs. This is the man that your children need. This is the man that society . This is the man that Home Baptist Church needs as well. Show thyself a man. Oh, that all men here today that know the Lord would say, I'll be that man. I will be that man. Read in Ezekiel 22 and verse 30. I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. He went on to say, but I found none. I sought for a man for the land, that I might not destroy it. This kind of man that we're talking about today, just like a godly woman, is ridiculed and mocked by society. Unfortunately, ridiculed and mocked by some who profess to be God's people. Show thyself a man. Help, O Lord, for the godly man ceaseth. The faithful fail from among the children of men. Will you be that godly man today? Women, will you be that godly woman today? Will you be that faithful man today? Will you be that faithful woman today? Men, you don't have time to hesitate in this matter. Be a man. Be a man right now. Too much is at stake to hesitate. We thank God for godly women, but churches need godly men. A church has to have men who are going to stand. And I believe with all of my heart, if we had more godly men, we would have more godly women. Believe that. Be a man. Determine in your heart today, God has saved my soul. He has called me to live for Him. I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be the man that God would have me to be. And if I perish, I perish. If it costs me my life, so be it. But I am going to be a man. And I'm not going to be ashamed. To be a man. To be a godly man. I want my children. I want my wife to have a godly man that they can look to. Oh, I pray that we would hear the call today, men. Show thyself. Oh, Larry, if you'd come and